Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, Michigan's refugee policy involving Syrians fleeing civil war changed quite suddenly on Sunday. Governor Rick Snyder, citing heightened concerns in the aftermath of Friday's terrorist massacre in Paris, said the state is suspending the refugee effort until the U.S. Department of Homeland Security reviews its vetting procedures. Saturday's massacre in Paris took 132 lives. Dozens of others are in critical condition. Supporters of the governor's decision have been vocal with their support. Critics, some of whom admit they understand the need for caution, have said it sends the wrong message. A supporter and opponent of the decision join me now. State Senator Rick Jones, Republican of Grand Ledge, supports the move. Welcome back, Senator.
Thank you.
And Dr. Majid Katranji is an East Lansing surgeon who emigrated to the United States with his parents from Syria in 1973. He's been back to the country many times as a physician and as a surgeon, and he has worked with local refugees. He opposes the governor's move. Welcome back, Dr. Katranji.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Just as a point of clarity, I'm born and raised in the United States.
Born and raised in the United States. Okay. Thank you for that. That detail. Let me give each of you, respectively, a chance to comment just generally on what you think of the governor's move. Senator Jones, you're supportive. How come?
We cannot possibly vet 10,000 or more refugees. The FBI has stated this. This is a critical time. ISIS was able to attack not only Paris, France, but Lebanon, and allegedly blow up a Russian plane in a very short time. There is no way we can properly vet people with Syria because we don't have good relationships with that country. Mm-hmm. We have no idea who's coming in on a Syrian passport. A Syrian passport was found at the scene of the Paris massacre. We have to think about our own families, our own children. We don't want targets hit here.
Majid Katranji, why are you opposed?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to express my condolences to all the families and the victims of the Paris attacks. And certainly this educated discussion that we're going to have today is certainly not to detract or diminish from the horror that they faced and our obligation to combat global terrorism and to combat these monsters and these animals, get rid of them. The reason why I'm opposed is honestly just as a point of clarification. We're targeting just a specific group of refugees. We're saying Syrian refugees. The assumption then is what happened in Russia for their plane was by Syrians. The assumption is what happened was Paris was by Syrians or by Syrian refugees. And what's really important to clarify is we still don't know all the details of the parties involved. ISIS or ISIL, Daesh, the way to insult them, by the way, is to call them Daesh. They hate that term. Daesh is a group.
That's not their term?
No, they hate that term. Oh. And when I'm over there, I mean, it puts me under threat because they hate that word Daesh. It means it's almost an insult to what they go. So
Secretary Kerry has started using that term more often. Is that a bad?
Actually, it's the best way to tell them that we will not stand or we will not in any way respect anything they try to claim or portray.
Okay.
As for, you know, as a person of, as an American of Syrian descent, we only refer to them as Daesh. The key component here, though, is that Daesh represents a group of thugs, sociopaths, and killers that come from around the world. They're not just coming out of Syria. The idea here is that we picked on the Syrian refugees, victims of horrible atrocities from both Daesh and from the Assad regime, and yet we're not looking at the issue of what the problem that Daesh is and attacking and addressing those issues with the full force of our security, intelligence, and military might. The idea here also is that Daesh has bases out of Iraq. We didn't discuss Iraqi refugees. Daesh has adherents in other parts of the world. We're not vetting people out of Paris or out of Egypt, where the attack on the Russian plane occurred, or in Libya, or, for instance, in Nigeria. So the key here is we cannot victimize a population that's been victimized time and again for the past 3 to 5 years under the both the terrorism of the Assad regime and the terrorism of Daesh, by just laying the issue here. We need to have a strategic policy that focuses on the security of our nation first and foremost, but at the same time remains open to a country that says, bring me your tired, your poor, and your hungry masses.
Wouldn't a review of Homeland Security vetting procedures, though, theoretically apply to people from all countries?
That's exactly my position.
Is there some value to that?
Absolutely. As somebody who's been involved in assisting or facilitating for some refugees to come to, and here's the important thing, it's some refugees. This is a long, arduous process. You don't just say, I want to come as a refugee to the United States. We give you a green card and you show up. This is a 2 to 3 year process. You have to be registered with the UNHCR. You have to have several security measures, both local and national, and our national security team, as well as you have to have a decided sponsor system so that we pick, and I've been involved in this process, we facilitate by identifying those individuals who have relations here in the United States so we can as aggressively as possible vet them. Because I agree with the senator, we must protect our homeland. That's not the issue here. The issue here is to make sure that if we're going to have a vetting process, we have a vetting process that not only applies to Syrians, but to anybody who wants to come to the United States.
Senator Jones, do you have doubts about the Homeland Security's vetting process? I mean, the governor's move would suggest that he has doubts. Do you have doubts as well?
Absolutely. Even a lead Democrat, Dianne Feinstein, recently stated she has never been so concerned about the possibility of an attack on our country. She gets to see FBI and CIA reports that we don't get to see. And as a former law enforcement officer, I take that pretty seriously when Dianne Feinstein says, I've never been so concerned. So what do we have? We have, it's been widely reported, Syrian passports are on sale. Anybody can get one in the market. We have to be doubly careful with all countries, but especially a country that we have no relationship with. They aren't going to vet people for us like France would.
I'm wondering if there isn't some justification, Dr. Khatranji, for heightened awareness of people coming from Syria, given the fact that this ongoing civil war, which doesn't seem to have an end in sight, and the possibility of the phony passports. Isn't that justification for more attention to refugees from that country?
I think the responsibility we have for the security of our nation can never be put second toward those concerns. So I agree. So to clarify, so that's the important thing is that we have to have a very clear vetting process. What I disagree with is that by singling out a single population of refugees who've been victimized by the terrorism of Daesh and who's been victimized by the terrorism of the Assad regime, that somehow this entire behavior of Daesh then falls on their hand. We're not just simply addressing if you're trying to address Daesh through, and again, for people who may be just coming on, Daesh is the insulting way to refer to ISIS and ISIL. If you want to attack and address the issue and isolate and destroy this scourge called Daesh, we have to have a more comprehensive policy that just doesn't single out a single population. Again, we're talking about Syrian passports that are available for sale. American passports are available for sale. Canadian forged passports are available for sale. I mean, the issue for passports isn't one singular country. And I also agree, Senator, that this country, Syria, is run by a thug, Assad, and his cronies. They're well known. I mean, they're criminal enterprises both here and abroad. Just a few years ago, we know that he was supporting global terrorism himself. And there are clear links between him and Daesh in terms of some of the aggressive and terrorist activities that they engage in. So by isolating a refugee population and just singling them out and leaving them vulnerable is just an easy answer to a complex solution that we must take control of immediately.
We're talking about Governor Rick Snyder's action this week to suspend plans to welcome Syrian refugees into the state. Our guests today are State Senator Rick Jones, Republican from Grand Ledge, who supports the governor's actions. Also joining us, Dr. Majid Khatranji of East Lansing, a local surgeon of Syrian ancestry who has worked with local refugees who opposes the governor's action. Senator Jones, would you like to get to a place where we could resume plans to allow more Syrian refugees into Michigan? Or do you seriously doubt any plan to allow more Syrian refugees in?
At this point, I don't see how we get there until our FBI tells us they can properly vet people and make sure they're safe when they come in. I would agree with the doctor that it is possible to buy other passports from other countries, although it's been readily said in the media that the Syrian passports are the easiest ones to get. So perhaps we need to step back and stop all immigration temporarily and very carefully vet this process and make sure what we're doing is protecting our people from an imminent attack, lest we forget what happened 9/11 in New York.
Given the circumstances, Dr. Khatranji, what do you say to people in the aftermath of the Paris attack and ahead of a likely increase in refugees from the Middle East, from Syria, from all over the place, who simply say a pause, a timeout is justified?
You know, I think the issue here, a pause or a timeout can be justified. I think the issue here is that how do we frame that question? The debate has become an opposition to refugees when it should be about our security. When you have countries, for instance, you don't see signs that say, for the sake of our security, we need to make sure who's coming into our country. And that means refugees. That means people who are applying for visas, student visas. Remember, the terrorists of 9/11 didn't come as refugees. They came in under student visas. The terrorist who killed that innocent woman was a repeat offender. Now, he may not have been associated with terrorism, but he certainly terrorized the family and terrorized the city by picking up a gun and killing an innocent woman that was coming across the border. We know, for instance, that Iran, which we're trying to have a deal with or make a treaty with, has been a sponsor of this terrorism. Their students come in all the time to be educated. Now, do we single out these students, these people who are trying to improve their lives, who are trying to get to the United States? No. What we need to do then is to have a positive, comprehensive policy that addresses our security concerns, which is important for any American. I, as an American, have no hesitation, but we cannot be singling out refugee populations and trying to find an easy answer. By stopping refugees from coming to the United States, you're not going to stop terrorism, and you're not going to start the threats to our homeland. The best way for us is to reach out to those refugees, bring them to this country, show them what a better world and a better place is, and have them become our ambassadors to the rest of the world to show them what the land of opportunity and freedom really is about, which is what this country is about.
Dr. Khatranji's put a lot on the table here. I'll just give you a chance to respond to what you've heard here, Senator Jones.
Well, the proposal was 10,000. Out of the 10,000, how many will be members of ISIS or Daesh, as he calls them? I'm afraid way too many. We simply cannot bring everybody in from the entire world. Why hasn't Saudi Arabia taken in refugees? Why aren't there huge camps in Saudi Arabia taking care of many of these people?
You know, because any thoughts on that, Dr. Khatranji?
I don't represent Saudi Arabia. I have no interest in representing or speaking on behalf of Saudi Arabia. I'm an American, proud to be an American. I know this country was built on immigrants. I know this country was successful on the basis of us becoming a truly cohesive, heterogeneous society that celebrates all its citizenry, that makes us the best country in the world. I don't think we should ever demean ourselves by comparing ourselves to anybody else. We're always going to do a better job than anybody else. We're always going to do the better thing than anybody else. We're always going to do the right thing. The biggest question I have is, why are we picking on just the Syrian refugees? Daesh is not composed of Syrians. As a matter of fact, an important fact here is we haven't been able to establish a single Syrian from the United States who has immigrated to the United States, who is in any way a supporter of Daesh or have provided material support. I'm sure there's always that one outlier that's going to be the rule, the exception who becomes the rule. But the hard reality is when you look at these refugees, and several hundred have arrived to the United States so far, they're looking for a better place, a better opportunity, and they want America to be their country. They want to become Americans.
Regrettably, it could take just one mistake, though, in this area to lead to catastrophe. Senator Jones, I'll let you have the last word here. We're just about out of time.
Remember what happened in Paris. Remember what happened on 9/11. We need to protect our families and our people first.
We want to thank our guests, Senator Rick Jones, Republican of Grand Ledge, who supports the move by Governor Rick Snyder to call for a timeout here on Syrian refugees coming into the state of Michigan, that has been joined by a number of other mostly Republican governors here just in the last 36 hours. Also, thank you to Dr. Majid Khatranji, who is opposed to the governor's move. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Yeah.